Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, 1-0 ball games are starting to become the norm, Tito. You're on the right side of it again last night, and once again, we're starting to see this rotation get back to where they were. How encouraged were you with Trevor Bauer?
I thought he did really well, really well. Again, anytime you put up zeros, we'll take it. And he actually probably could have gone back out for another inning. I just thought with the lefties coming up, Andrew Miller had already gotten hot. So it's like, why go hitter to hitter when you got him out in the bullpen? And I think Trevor understood that. So again, you know, we really pitched well front to back the whole way, or we lose that game. I mean, there were some things that happened in that game. You know, Cody went out for the second inning, and the second inning was a grind for him. And Zach comes in and falls behind on the first hitter and then gets him out. And that was a huge lift for us and a huge lift for me, because I was kind of beating myself up, because the last thing you want when Cody goes out for that second inning is for him to labor. And I'm going back and forth because, okay, not a lot of guys will go back out for that second inning. And because he does, I want him to have a chance to finish it. But then when it starts to get where the pitch count's up in the high 30s, you know, it's just a tug of war with myself. And I just finally got to a point where I didn't think he should throw anymore.
Well, you know, Tito, what has made Kansas City the best in the American League the last 2 years prior to this season, the depth of their bullpen. We always talk so much about Wade Davis and Kelvin Herrera, but it's the guys that get to those guys. And the back three of your bullpen probably is as good as anybody's. You've had some issues getting to those guys, but, boy, if you get McAllister going, Otero's been really good. That changes the dynamic, doesn't it?
Dan Otero's been the wild card all year for us. And with Manship being healthy again, he's a guy that comes in and gets certain right-handers out. Mack with the velocity, you know, and he gets left-handers. So, you know, there's some different ways of attacking guys. And it helps us, you know, different situations. Not just the score, but it's maybe who's hitting for them. And, you know, because you have different ways to go about it, it can be really effective.
We always talk about hitting being contagious. And we've seen this club where there have been times where you might have five guys literally that are red hot. And all of a sudden it's kind of gone here the other way, Tito. Is there anything that you see that is a red flag?
Well, I don't know about red flag. I mean, it's been a tough week offensively for us. We had the one outburst in Texas, which happens when teams are kind of struggling. You see that a lot. We've gotten a situation where we've seen a lot of lefties and some soft tossing lefties, and we've kind of gotten out of our game where we're chasing the slower stuff and not letting the pitches come to us. And we had done such a good job on that on the homestand before we left. So we got to get back in the mode of making them earn it, as opposed to trying to hit everything they throw, because you're kind of playing into their hands right now.
And that's something you've been so good at, not expanding your strike zones this year, not chasing that tempting pitch that usually just gets you in trouble. And yet, Tito, it proves again it's day-to-day. I'm sure these guys leave the on-deck circle saying that exact thing to themselves, walking to home plate, but it's not always that easy.
No, and I think sometimes you get a little tired, and, you know, it's that time of the year, and it's just, you know, it's just easier to be aggressive. And, again, it takes a lot sometimes to keep that line moving. And, that's what you got to really have some fortitude in, because that's the best way we're successful. But it's not always the easiest thing to do. I know that.
Hey, you're 2 days away from an off day, 23 consecutive days. In fact, the union says you're not even supposed to play that many in a row. Yet, I haven't heard one guy complain or talk about being tired.
No, it's that, you know what, because of where we are in the standings, it's actually an honor to play these games right now. I mean, the guys work all winter, all spring, and yeah, everybody's tired. But everything they do is so meaningful, and they know it. And I think they're enjoying it, and they should. And we haven't even had that great a week, but this is what you show up for. And now we got a month to go. This should be wonderful. The losses hurt more because you care, but I'd rather have it that way than not be in it.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Twins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.